Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Heat Nation. I love you. Heat Nation. I love you.
Oh, man. What a weekend it was, Leroy. Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome on in. It is the Tobin and Leroy Show.
You're just going to keep going with that, right?
I was just on Amy Lawrence's show. You know, my dog, A-Law, as we're friends now.
Really?
And she goes, and this is the second time this has happened to me very recently, which I'm not used to, because normally I'm used to people effing up my name. So she introduces me on the program, and I'm sure we'll see if we can get sound of this a little bit later, because
More than sure you and Colin Robbie over there have the sound.
No, we don't yet. Quick turnaround. We need it. It's not in our control, so we're endeavoring to get the sound. But she goes, "All right, let's go out to our affiliate down in Miami, morning show host Brendan Tobin. He does the show every day 6 to 10 a.m. With his co-host Leroy Horde." I'm like, Leroy? Leroy, like, she thinks I do the show with a French guy. Leroy,
and if she was doing it in French, it'd be
Leroy, hey, yeah. And that's the second time that happened, because when I got introduced at the Barry University game to throw out the first pitch the other day, they're like, "Here's Brendan Tobin, class of 2008. He hosts every morning at 7:90 The Ticket, 6 to 10 a.m. with his co-host, Leroy Hurd." I'm like, what? He's got the easy name.
It's brutal. Growing up, I was always taught the first sign of respect you could show somebody is getting their name right. So that means even if you don't know how to pronounce it, if you ask, that means you care.
Yeah.
Right? But these butchers out there.
The butchers.
I hang up on people. When they call, you know, the cold callers call, and I say, "Ma'am, do you know who you calling?" I said, "Can you get the name right?"
Right.
You know, I must be a mistake. I said, "Well, no, here's the mistake." Click. I'm not doing it. Like, if you don't know how to pronounce somebody's name, ask.
I think my DirecTV bill is under Brandon Tobin. I'm pretty positive it is. I'm pretty positive it is. I'm just like, whatever. I'm so used to being called Brandon my entire life. I'm just like, all right, whatever. But I'm with you. Like, hey, show a little care. And also, you don't know how to pronounce letters? It's weird to me.
It's brutal.
What a weekend it was, Leroy. It was awesome. Dwayne Wade's jersey went up to the rafters. I was there Friday night. I was hosting the coverage alongside Jonathan Zaslow and Tommy Tighe. It was a really fun night. Friday night, it was like a big roast. It was a big roast.
Oh yeah, lots of dump button.
A lot of Udonis Haslam and Dwayne Wade sipping on something, and it made for good clean fun. Good clean fun on and story night for the Miami Heat. So that was a great time. And then Saturday night, you got all the goosies. I mean, you walked out of there, Leroy. You had the bumpy skin as you walked out because it was goosebump central as far as the Heat was concerned.
It was pretty cool.
It was.
I would say, more importantly, if you've been around D-Wade and watched him since he's been here, you could see his growth just as a person with how he handle himself, how he speaks and stuff like that. And you know, when he first got to the Heat, he wasn't as outgoing.
No.
And so, you know, I always, when we hear people talk, when we hear athletes talk, I always say, man, like, that dude's a football player or basketball player. He's not a public speaker. And it'll take time sometimes for them to learn how to say things or how to get their point across and whatever. And we never allow for that. We always look at them as basketball players and just assume, oh, that's their job, they should know how to talk. It doesn't work like that.
No, definitely.
But to see the way that he started his career, right, with being around other players, like, I mean, is there any person more outgoing than Shaq?
No.
Right? And then to kind of go through, and UD probably went through the same thing, that now he is the voice.
Yep.
You got a problem. What's going on with the Heat? Let's ask UD.
God, Udonis was the star of this weekend as far as, like, just roasting everybody. You want to just talk about the guy who will call everybody out on their BS.
By the way, that documentary.
You watched it?
I watched some of it.
We're going to have the director on today, Bobby Metallus. He's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour.
And I would say that the petty is strong in him.
In D-Wade?
I
thought it was the moment of the documentary.
Oh, yeah. But guess what? I told you that doesn't go away.
Yeah.
There's no. You can play nice. You can play nice. But if you go back to, just imagine telling somebody, hey, do this, I'm going to hook you up. Do this, I'm going to hook you up. Do this, I'm going to hook you up. And then when it gets to that time, go, I'm going to make the best decision for this organization.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, excuse me? And that's what it was. That's what it was. And so whether he still how he feels about Pat Riley and how he respects Pat Riley is a whole different thing. You know, whether he likes Pat Riley or not. But if he's still a little salty about that situation, right? And everybody tries to put a clean twist on it. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but I think you don't have somebody in your life that you even love or really, really respect and like, but they had a moment in life where you're just like, yeah, that
you came little,
up,
little,
you
little,
came up woefully short there.
Little different from the standpoint of, yeah, it almost seems like this weekend had to happen. Like, they had to overdo it just to kind of make up for, you know, because after the fact, everybody's like, ooh,
we
because,
effed up.
You know, one of the things that I would say about D-Wade versus any other athlete that I've seen, you know, in other sports or even in basketball, when you look at star players and what they meant for their franchise, the one thing that organization or that owner would come out and say before that, this guy will never play for another organization. He means that much to us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is where
it's comfortable. Like, you know what, though? Hit the headlines thing, Robbie.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
It is cutthroat in that, I didn't agree with Pat Riley. You know, this has only been one time in my life I've been mad at Pat Riley, and it was letting Dwayne Wade go. I was not happy about it. But, you know, Riley, and I think we're probably going to see in a couple weeks here with Bill Belichick, those dudes are cutthroat. And if they think that, You know, they're not gonna invest in their organization in somebody who they think isn't mm-hmm. what they were and pay them like what they were in the past. You know, that's where they go.
Question. Do you see I look at football and basketball differently. Right? Because here's why.
Okay.
And this is not a knock on UD. But you can do that in basketball. Right? The cap and the hit is so much more detrimental in football to carry that there.
Yeah, but make it don't make it the sports. Make it what those guys mean to their organizations.
Right, but that's what I'm trying to do. But in football, we all accept that. When I was younger, I watched Archie Manning go play for somebody else. Mm-hmm. We've seen Peyton Manning go play for somebody else. Joe Montana. It's much more acceptable in that sport and in football than in basketball, because when you think of Kobe, when you think of, you know, the only two stars that, like, I mean, most people don't even realize play for the Lakers, Skyhook.
Kareem. Played for Milwaukee.
He started in Milwaukee.
Yep.
Okay? You associate him with the Lakers. When you think of, you know, there's only two guys that I could really think of that kind of.
I don't think anybody's going to do it anymore, man. Like, I think I think Dirk, Kobe, Duncan, those are going to be like the last of the guys, especially in the NBA. Because I almost think like the thing now is in the NBA is to leave. That's why everybody's like, oh, well, Giannis isn't going to leave. I'm like, I kind of think he is, because that's just what people do.
Right.
In the NBA, it's a fresh coat of paint. Let's get to some headlines, Robbie. Why don't you get us caught up here, man? Before we'll get more into the Wade ceremony and all that stuff in 15 minutes of heat.
Yeah, and just back to what you guys were talking about. I got mad at Pat Riley all over again watching the documentary. Like, time had been passed since then.
But like, let's
reopen old wounds.
There's not much more of a public apology Pat Riley can make than, okay, I'm gonna say I effed up in your documentary on ESPN. You know. So this isn't just like Riley, oh, I'm going to write Dwayne Wade an email. Like, Riley admitted he was wrong on national television last night. So.
And Dwayne Wade started cursing a bunch of times when he was bringing up Pat Riley and letting him go.
Yeah. Wade wasn't that mad at his ex-wife in the documentary. I mean, honestly, let's be real about it.
But again.
I just kept thinking of what Leroy said.
When you think of what he did down here, and let's look at it. How do we feel about the Dallas Mavericks?
I hate them.
Okay. Look at how they handled Dirk.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at an organization where, I mean.
I will say, though, in fairness, Dirk had a couple of years in there where he took, like, no money to play for them. Dirk, there were years where Dirk played $5 million.
Okay, but then in the end, they gave him his comeuppance, which is what.
I know, but Pat Riley will tell you we were going to do that with Dwayne. And Dwayne didn't want to hear that. And I understand that. Don't go out and pursue Kevin Durant and pay Hassan Whiteside the max and pay Chris Bosh the max and never give me the max. I get that. Because Dallas wasn't going to be, you know, Dallas, for you know, they try their home run cuts at free agency, but they suck at it. And Riley's like, I don't suck at it. I'm going to go do the thing, and Wade's never going to leave. And he took it for granted.
Even if Dwayne Wade took his insulting $10 million offer, he still wouldn't have had the cap space.
That $10 million offer was not true. That was the headline they used. It was not true that they offered him $10 million a year. Get the hell out of here.
Are we saying that Ethan Skolnick is not one credible journalist?
I don't believe it. I don't believe that they went to Dwayne Wade and
told
him
wait.
I don't believe it.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I don't believe it.
Dude is still salty about it, though, so it wasn't the right price.
Now, they wanted to put it in there because it's Dwayne Wade's. That would be my only criticism of the Dwayne documentary. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was fantastic, but it was a Dwayne Wade production. Like,
Wait. Do you realize you are the president mm-hmm. of Team Petty?
Oh, no. I liked that part where you got Dwayne's raw reaction to Pat and Pat having to grovel on camera. But I would say that I would have almost liked more angles last night. Look, you tell a Dwayne Wade story and you only give me 2 hours. I want the 10-part documentary that they're doing on the Bulls and Michael Jordan.
Did you already?
I want 10 parts on Dwayne Wade.
Hold on. Did you already put this on topics?
What do you mean?
It just happened.
What do you mean? What do you mean did I put on topics?
LeRoy.
Yeah. Well, we just talked about it.
The dude's updating headlines as we talk. What the hell?
I did it while you were walking past me.
I didn't notice the smirk, but you... this.
Anyways, the Heat, they won the basketball game on Saturday night.
Oh, man, it was a
party. Oh, my goodness.
It was a party.
Hey, everybody made a three. Hey, you get a three. You get a three. Hey, what?
Dude, that guy.
Wait, Duncan Robinson shot from
the... from the bathroom.
Right.
It's awesome.
I'm like, he's great.
I didn't watch any of the second half. I didn't see any of it because Dwayne talked at... he talked after his ceremony at halftime.
Okay.
So...
oh, so you were outskis. Like you
I wasn't outskis. I was in the press room.
Yeah.
And I was talking, and he did like a 25-minute press conference. I'll get into a little bit of that later, but so then I was, you know, cutting the video, I was cutting sound, and I was like, oh.
Game over.
It's the middle of the fourth quarter.
Right.
All right.
Now the question of the day, Topin, how were you able to watch the fight on Saturday night?
All right. Well, I don't even know if I have time to explain that,
oh,
Robbie, because we gotta get to 15 minutes heat. So I will explain how I watched the fight, and I wanted to spend time on the fight as well.
Yes,
because we gotta get into it. We have a new heavyweight champion of the world, but it was a hustle and bustle.
By the way,
I'm not gonna lie.
Last week,
yep,
I asked you a question.
Yep,
and you still didn't answer it. I finally got an answer on fight night.
Okay,
lineal champion.
Oh yeah, I never got a chance to answer that.
I just said that.
Yeah, but I didn't. Because I don't believe in lineal champion. I think it's garbage. Because Lennox Lewis retired on top, lineal champion.
It has to do with them.
The idea is you beat the man who beat the man who beat the man. But it's not true because Lennox Lewis retired as heavyweight champion.
Right.
So then you beat the guy who was the vacant champion. Like, it's fugazi. All
right.
It's a promotional thing. All right. Anything else, Robbie? Headlines wise.
Oh, yeah, the Heat are back in action tonight against the same Cavaliers, this time in Cleveland.
Yeah, don't lose to them. They suck.
And they're on the road, though.
I know. The different Heat team on the road. No Jimmy Butler tonight either. He's still out with personal reasons. We don't know what those are. We assume they're family-related, but we don't know. So hopefully everything's okay with Jimmy Butler. That's all I can say.
I hope everything's okay with Jimmy Butler, too. And I don't agree with this, but I'm sure you guys on social media, you probably see this. Every time a Heat player is out and the Heat play great, everyone assumes, are the Heat better without said player? So my question to you is, did you see any people saying, are the Heat better without Jimmy Butler?
No. No, because I asked Bam Adebayo after the game about playing without Jimmy Butler. He goes,
sucks.
He goes, listen, man, it's something because you look to the side and you don't have your guy next to you.
I mean, they were 19 of 40 from three. They had a really great night shooting for three. I'm not saying they're better without Jimmy Butler. But I'm just pointing out that I'm sure people might have said that.
Only if you're an idiot.
No, only him.
I'm not saying that they're better without Jimmy Butler. No way.
People. Who are people?
Jimmy Butler's
new people.
People is Robbie.
I'm just doing simple math here. Jimmy Butler doesn't play. The Heat have an amazing game from downtown. I don't think that the Heat are better without Jimmy Butler, but I'm sure somebody could look at that box score and be like, the Heat are better without Jimmy Butler.
I'm not saying
I would do that.
Here, and this is in all sports, we tend to do this.
Jimmy Butler plays defense.
Don't confuse different with better. Sometimes you have to win games a different way.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you are better in the long run. It just means that for that night, you were different.
And it was the Cavs.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'll tell you one thing, though. Like, it's been a while because it felt like we were saying three letters a lot with the Miami Heat early on the season, TCB. It felt a while. We needed a good TCB game.
Nice slump buster.
Nice little slump buster. No stress after in the second half when the number was raised to the rafters. No let up. UD got in there. It was a great
time. I'm surprised Leroy hasn't mentioned that yet.
What a night.
All right.
Let's get into a little bit of last night and the festivities. We'll hear a little bit from Dwayne Wade as well. 15 minutes of heat. That's next.
15 minutes of heat.
Welcome back, everybody. It is time for 15 minutes of heat. Heat kicked the crap out of the Cavaliers on Saturday night. Did what they had to do. Now.
Here we go.
It was an amazing night.
Listen.
You're hot?
Let me onto your boat for a minute.
All right. What is my boat?
Team Petty. Peacock right. Pirate.
I don't know what you're doing there.
What's a peacock make?
That actually was a pretty good peacock sound.
That was pretty good.
So you want me to welcome you aboard? Okay.
Welcome me aboard just for this heat segment, because I already started with Wade.
All right, here's what
I got his back. Now we going.
Here's what happened. So it was an amazing night on Saturday night. You know, Dwayne Wade, here's what they did. So Dwayne Wade, not there for the first quarter, let the first quarter play out. Then the second quarter comes, and they make the grand entrance. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Biamonte, welcome Dwayne Wade. And the crowd goes nuts.
Here it is. We
like
you.
It. We love you.
Yep.
And so they're doing montages. You get messages from Chris Paul, Carmelo. We got the message from LeBron the night before. All that type of stuff. So they're doing the whole thing. They're doing it's all going great. Heat are kicking the crap out of the Cavs. And then, in the midst of the second quarter, who waltzes right onto the center of this court?
Told you!
Who waltzes right onto the center of this court?
I told you!
But this damn Mayor Suarez. He waltzes right to the middle of the court, and as you predicted, Leroy, he offered him a key to the city. He declared it with a proclamation.
Isn't that what you need to get a street?
Yup.
Proclamation.
Yup. Yup. They literally could have got this done the same day. And so, I'm hot. I mean, everybody looks at me, they're like, whoa, what's wrong with Tobin? Because I'm hot right now in press row. Because this guy has the audacity to sit here for 2 years. 2 years. Telling people on the record, once we name the street after Dwayne Wade, we're declaring it Dwayne Wade Day and giving him a key to the city. And old Mayor Suarez swaggers on in here with his key to the city, with his proclamation in front of 20,000 people, gets to shake Dwayne Wade's hand. No street, nothing to offer other than a key that doesn't even open any doors. I don't know if you know this, Suarez. There's not an actual door to the city of Miami.
I hope
that key is useless.
I wish it opened up the key to getting a street name.
Yeah, you want to know what the actual key to the city is? Biscayne Boulevard. It should be renamed after Dwayne Wade. Now, as if I wasn't hot enough that he waltzed in here, didn't do what he said he was going to do. I call him out on social media, all right? Because it's enough playing nice, all right? You guys, I've played ball with the mayor's office, you know, dealing with his chief of staffs and all this stuff. And, oh, we're going to get it done. We're going to get it done, Tobin. We're going to get it done. We got these meetings coming up. Oh, we're going to talk to the state real soon. Oh, you know, listen, it's an election year. We don't want to ruffle too many feathers. What feathers to ruffle? What feathers? You're naming a street after the greatest athlete the city's ever had. I don't know. What could be controversial about this? But Leroy, this got me, all right? So Suarez, you know, he gives him the key to the city. So I call him out, put a little screenshot up of it on my Instagram page. I say, cool story. Where's his street though, Francis Suarez? And this guy, this rat bastard, he gets into my mentions. He comments. So he actually is looking at his Instagram. And he has the audacity to troll me. Because he says, coming soon, stay tuned. Now, this was, I'm telling Leroy, 3 minutes after I posted this on Instagram. So, let me tell you something. When he said coming soon, I was hoping that, okay, that better mean halftime. Because coming soon, what do you mean coming soon? We've been on this for 2 years, Mayor. 2 years. You told Shandell Richardson it was going to be done by December of 2018. Then you came on our show, said you were going to get done. We even backed off the Biscayne Boulevard thing because you didn't want to ruffle feathers of the Speaker of the House in the state of Florida. You didn't want the approval. All right? I got the receipts. Don't think I don't. All right? And so the fact that you're going to have the cantaloupes to get into my Instagram page and tell the people, coming soon, when? When is soon?
You should call take him.
If you're gonna, let me tell you something. If you're gonna rename the street after Dwayne Wade, You do it that night. What do you think? Dwayne Wade, who lives in Los Angeles now, just can get on a PJ willy-nilly and be like, guess it's another Dwayne Wade honor night. No, dude, we just did a three-day weekend for him. When did you think the time was? Because when you all got to go in there and you signed your little proclamation, that's all it takes. You have a little commissioner's meeting. You say, hey, we want to change the policy. Instead of five blocks between named roads, let's make it three. You don't think I know this stuff? All right, I am politics. All right, I know way more about this stuff than I should. Probably know about it more than you do. And you're going to say in my Instagram page, coming soon. Bro, what are you, Space Jam 2? You just keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off? Coming soon. No, man, the weekend to do it was this weekend. Dwayne Wade Boulevard needed to be christened on Wade Weekend. That was the proper thing to do. That was the proper thing for the city to do this weekend. So, yeah, you may do it soon, but here's the thing that's really disgraceful about it, okay? And I've mentioned this many times. Great what you want to say that, oh, okay, coming soon. And look, I hope you actually are going to do it, but why would I believe you? All right, other than you going to get 77 likes on my Instagram page, good for you. Why would I believe that? Because I'm about actions, boss. And here's the thing. When the city of Dallas, this is what's really disgraceful. The city of Dallas, all right, they're still riding around on horses out there. The city of Dallas can rename a street after Dirk Nowitzki in 3 weeks. Go look at it. Go look at the time it took to introduce it to the time they approved it. 3 weeks, less than a month. We've known about Dwayne Wade Boulevard for 2 years. But let's just say you didn't. Let's just say you forgot Ski, okay? And it was just in the get-to pile in your office, all right? It was in that little stack of papers. And you say, hey, what's this? Oh, Dwayne Wade Boulevard. You know, hey, isn't he getting his jersey retired soon? He goes, yeah, he's getting his jersey retired in about a month, Mr. Mayor. Okay, why don't we go approve this? We can get this done, right? You absolutely could have. Huh? Did you have to have the street done by yesterday? No. All you had to do was have it approved. Have it approved. You couldn't announce it yesterday. You couldn't announce it on Saturday that you were going to rename Biscayne Boulevard after Dwayne Wade or even the cross street right there at the arena. Come on, man. Don't come in. Don't come and tease Heat Nation and say, coming soon. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for what? For what? What are we waiting for? How did you not have it done? You had enough to get a fancy schmancy proclamation and rename something Wade Day? Let me tell you something, dude. It's Wade County. The whole county's named after him. But do the proper thing and give him a gift that actually means something. Key to the city. What is this? What is this? Lion, Witch, in the Wardrobe? He's going to Narnia with that key? What does it matter? Give him an actual key to the city, which is a road named after him, dude. But you got your photo op, so good for you. Coming soon. Get the hell out of here, coming soon. How much are we going to believe this, Leroy?
Zero.
Zero.
The damage is done, my friend.
The damage is done, my friend.
Zero.
The damage is done, my friend. You had your chance. You got your photo op. When are you going to do this? Put it on the back burner again.
Again.
You think, oh.
Out of sight, out of mind.
I don't know if you heard Dwayne Wade after the whole ceremony. Dude's got big plans. What do you think? He's going to waltz on down here again? Guess what, Dwayne? Guess what? In a couple weeks, we're actually going to rename the road after you. Come on. You should have done it last. Here's the thing. Even if you guys didn't do it, you should have just said you were going to do it. At least then you put some public accountability in front of 20,000 people. Key to the city. What? Key to the... It's so weak. You give a juggler a key to the city, for God's sakes. A key to the city. Give him a damn road. And you get on my Instagram page like, we mean it this time. It's coming soon. Bro, you've been saying that for 2+ years. It took Dallas 3 weeks. Are you trying to tell me, Mr. Mayor, and this is maybe just how things operate, are you trying to tell me that they just run things like that in Dallas better? Is that what you're telling me? That in the city of Dallas, and I've been to Dallas, sucks. I mean, it's a whoop over here, up over here. There's tumbleweeds going all over the place. Dudes waltzing around with cowboy hats. Are you trying to tell me that this beautiful
tropical
paradise...
Don't forget the guns on the hip.
Yeah, you're trying to tell me this beautiful tropical paradise isn't run better than Dallas? Come on, man. How How can you get? How can you actually go on that day? You know what? You listen. I know I publicly called you out on it, but for you to come back and say, "Oh no, no, coming soon." Nah, very, very disappointingly, Roy.
I mean, look, it fits right in with everything else. Like, why? You know what I mean?
Guys can't even get a.
If you put somebody on the spot, they'll tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Only to, as soon as you're out of the picture, they ignore.
You guys couldn't even get a naming rights done for the American Airlines Arena on time, and that was gonna pay you. I'm sure you're jumping to go get money for to rename something after Dwayne Wade for free. Coming soon. How do you actually have the balls to go out there and type something like that on my Instagram page when we've been on this for 2 years? I've been through two chief of staffs. Talking to your staff about this. Two different people have left that job now.
Who we have on air?
Him! He was on our air! He came on our show!
It did the face-to-face?
No, he didn't do the face. That was Greco.
Okay, that was
Greco with his Wade socks.
Okay.
And I love you, Greco, but you couldn't even come up with the best Dwayne Wade moment. Couldn't even say this is my house, for God's sakes.
Oh, boy.
Get the hell out. Coming soon. Hey, believe it when I see it. Believe it when I see it. For right now, this is the only puppy we got right here.
We've had like three of those.
Dude, I've had this Dwayne Wade sign in my house for 2 years. All right? I got Dwayne Wade sign in my car. Still there. Just in by happenstance, I see him. We run into each other at a gas station. Back after this.
Hey, UD.
What's good, my boy?
Mr. 305.
Yes, sir.
Wade County.
16 years later.
We done made history.
Blue rings on our fingers. Pockets getting fatter. We getting greater.
I'm the son of a saint. Still considered a sinner. Three rings on his finger. Yeah, that boy was a winner.
Welcome back, everybody. You can text the show 67974. Text on the ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. One texter writes in, sounds like somebody in City Hall that I ruffled feathers with, Robbie. Maybe. Or maybe it's just a Yahoo who doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Texter writes in, hey, Dum Dum, they have already set the date. They are doing it in front of the courthouse, but they want to have it so they can pat each other on the back. They want to have all the councilmen, mayor, and staff there. Well, let's just say this guy knows. Let's just say he knows, okay? Let's assume he knows. That's the point. You're already in what you're saying is already doubling down on my point. And not that it already took 2.5 years to do it. It's the fact that you didn't do it on Dwayne Wade weekend when he was already here. Let me tell you something. You think on day three of Dwayne Wade Day, where they were just showing a movie, they couldn't have had Dwayne Wade Gets a Street Day? No? Oh, okay. So that's fascinating to me. So you're already making my point for me, sir. Is that even if the mayor is telling the truth, all right? Which, you know, let's just...
So, excuse me? There's an excuse behind this?
Even if the mayor is telling the truth, and it is coming soon, and I should stay tuned, even if that's true, okay? I mean, you know, finally, if he finally does what he says he's going to do after 2.5 years, even if that's the case, you missed the perfect time to do it. You missed it.
Which is so... politician-like.
Yeah, you missed it. You whiffed.
To not miss
you
the moment.
Whiffed. You have whiffed year after year. You've whiffed. So even if they are going to actually do it, it would be so Miami to say, you know what we should do? We should do a Dwayne Wade Boulevard right after we send his name up to the rafters. Do you know, like, I swear, man. Even if that was the case, talk about the most terrible timing. So let me get this straight. We're supposed to muster up all the same good feelings for Dwayne Wade Boulevard after we just had an entire weekend celebrating Dwayne Wade. You know, you're just missing the boat on it, man. I don't know what to tell you, sir who is sitting here with his defense of the mayoral's office. Like, great. I hope. And listen, I'm not saying don't do it. Go do it. Finally, but you guys, you've missed the boat on this so hard. I don't know what to tell you. It's such bad timing on their part. And the thing that really infuriated me the most about it is this dude has quotes in the newspaper saying, when we do it, We're going to make it Dwayne Wade Day. We're going to give him a key to the city, the whole shebang. And instead, what he did was, what's happening this weekend? Oh, Dwayne Wade's getting his jersey retired? Psh, man, we should give him the key to the city and name a day after him. Come on. You did half the work. I didn't say that. I didn't make you say that. You said it. Who told it to Did I say that to Shandell Richardson, Leroy?
Nope.
It's quoted in the quote. If it's stealing from Stephen A., quote. You said it to Shandell Richardson, not me. Did you come on a radio show and say it was going to happen? No, you did. You didn't have to say yes. Jesus Christ. Anyway, I'm done with this for now. Dwayne Wade, he got his jersey there. Did you have a favorite moment of the weekend, Leroy? Was there something that really stuck out for you?
I think his speech, simply because regardless of who he thanked, how he spoke about everybody and how eloquent he was, that in itself showed his growth as both a person and you know, a player and with all the things he's done, you know, outside of basketball. And that was probably the moment where you look at it and say, man, this guy has taken a craft and built it to make himself what he is today.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, just hearing him talk and how he handled himself and how he handled the crowd, I'm like, that right there was the biggest thing I took from the weekend, because it wasn't really answering questions. It wasn't really making comments. It was basically his thoughts and how he felt about, you know, about certain things and who he wanted to thank. And I think how he did that, you know, was more impressive to me than even the rest
like
of the
thanking,
weekend.
Like thanking
every
position in the organization and things like that.
Because you know, he said something about, you know, Karan, and he said one of the lessons he learned from Karan is everybody
matters.
Everybody matters.
Yep.
And so then 5 minutes later in that speech, he thanks everybody.
Yeah.
So,
and was doing that behind the scenes, by the way, too. Like I it was really cool on Friday night. I was I got to be on the coverage for the Legacy Flashback night.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something, man. I was in like heat paradise, Leroy, because they're like, we couldn't get the direct connection because we didn't have our game set up. So we couldn't get direct connection down to the locker room to interview Alonzo Mourning.
Right.
So I was just like, well, I'll go interview him. You told Zazzle and Tommy, you guys just host. I'll go interview Zoe. And so I'm like waiting outside the locker room. And I mean, it was heat paradise, man. I mean, Dwayne Wade walks by and Pat Riley. And listen, I had just come, mind you, I was 2 days removed from being in Pat Riley's office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, humble brag. But I got to see like laid back Riles, which is, you mm-hmm. know, got the button down, but the sleeve, when the sleeves are rolled up, that's when Riley lets his hair down. When you see Riley in the Armani, Leroy, different Riley. Different Riley.
Ooh. It's like game time Riley.
It's like game time Riley. It's like Superman with his cape on. But to your point, Dwayne Wade walks out of the locker room. That dude is shaking hands with every security guard, every staff member. He's giving them a little bit of time. And that just makes you feel special.
Right.
You know, like it just means a lot that he would do that. So that's not the first time he did that. Like, you know, when he returned from the Bulls and when he returned, that's just how he was with his staff. And
that
it just goes a long way.
That is the part that's most impressive to me, is that he's still, like, when you say D. Wade, regardless of all the other things, he's been consistent with that, with who he is. And so.
Really cool. Well, yeah. We'll get you some sound from the night of. Robbie will play some for you during headlines. And
can we get to this boxing?
Everything. Yeah, we'll get to the boxing.
It was phenomenal.
Too. It was phenomenal. We got a lot of show, man.
Even though, let me tell you something. Who is it? Showtime, Fox?
ESPN.
And Fox.
And Fox.
They were doing it together.
If you are going to promote one of the biggest heavyweight fights in recent history, don't have bum fights before it. There's too much boxing in the world. There's too much boxing in the world.
That's what happens
for you to have bum.
That's what happens when you got to pay two guys $25 million guaranteed.
That That's nothing in a fight game.
It's a lot for boxing.
Really?
Yeah. And let me ask you something. What's the best undercard you've ever seen on a Floyd Mayweather fight?
That Badu Jack?
Hey, a lot of cigarette smoking and newspapers.
Headlines are next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.